This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been, as I've been harping on all week, a week of measurements in this economy. And those measurements can give you some really good insights into the inner workings of this economy. The report on durable goods the other day is a great example. The number of unfilled orders for durable goods was up in June for the fifth month in a row, a statistical manifestation of all the port congestion and supply chain delays you have been hearing about. But maybe things are loosening up. Gretchen Blau is our customs broker friend at Logistics Plus. She is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We're seeing a lot more shipments going into ports that we haven't used much in the past. We're seeing a lot in Vancouver, in Portland. New York has always been busy, and it still continues to be busy. It's not as crowded as L.A. Our CEO sent us an email with a picture outside the Port of L.A. On Monday morning that basically had 31 ships stacked up ready to unload. It's not only, you know, the ships trying to get in, it's the unloading, it's the chassis, it's the truckers. There just isn't enough manpower to get the containers unloaded once they're here and then move them out of the port in an efficient manner. Trucking's kind of at a premium where it, you know, we're paying above normal prices to actually get the trucks to go into the port if there is availability. The companies here in the U.S. that import different goods, they all understand, oh, yeah, the supply chain's all messed up right now. It's kind of a, you know, roll your eyes and just deal with it type of thing at this point. The Section 301 tariffs are still around, and everyone's just kind of accepted that fact for a little while. No one likes them, but, you know, it's something that's being accepted, and people are definitely going through everything with a fine-tooth comb, like what part of my shipment is dutiable, at what rate is it dutiable. In some cases, still looking for different sourcing solutions so that they can avoid the China tariff. So there's still a lot of explanation involved. We are a smaller brokerage. That's the main way we try to have an advantage so that people get a better understanding of all of those aspects of importing. I like staying busy because I don't want to sit around, you know, looking for something to do. I've never had to do that here, and it's just gotten busier. It makes life interesting. Chaos is something I could do without with the pandemic. But yeah, I do like the busyness. The pandemic and the total chaos can go away, though.
Yeah, same. Gretchen Blau, our customs broker friend in Erie, Pennsylvania.